A $4.5 billion deal under which Alphabet and Squ.S. Google.O. Google will collaborate with India and Squ.S. Reliance Industries, Reli.ns, on a new smartphone likely heralds a big shakeup for the world and Squ.S. second largest mobile market, industry executives and analysts say. Reliance boss Mukesh Ambani, announcing the partnership at his company and Squ.S. annual meeting last week, said Google would build an Android operating system, OS, to power a low-cost and LTE, 4G or even 5G and LTE smartphone that Reliance would design. The new phone is set to pose a major challenge to Chinese vendors such as Xiaomi, 1810.hk, and BBK Electronics, owner of the Realme, Oppo and Vivo brands, which currently dominate a $2 billion market for sub-$100 smartphones in India. Powered by a clever mix of Bollywood, cricket-driven marketing and product features such as powerful cameras, the Chinese firms sell roughly 8 of every 10 smartphones in the country. And LTE, if history is anything to go by, Reliance will undercut other brands and pose a real threat to the low-end smartphone market, and LTE, said Rushabh Doshi of tech researcher Canalys. Reliance executed a similar plan in 2017 with the launch of the Geophone, a no-frills device that gave users internet access for as little as $20. Geophone now has more than 100 million users, many of whom are internet first-timers. And LTE, the Chinese players, are likely to cut their price to compete and their margins could shrink, and LTE, said Aguru Raj, the former India head of contract manufacturers Wistron, 3231.tw, and Flextronics. And LTE, I see the Google Geophone as a big hit. And LTE, Reliance and Squ.S. ambition to hand a smartphone to every Indian could also win subscribers from telecoms rivals Vodafone Idea, Voda.ns, and Bharti Airtel, who still have hundreds of millions of users with old-style feature phones on basic 2G networks. Realme declined to comment. Reliance, Xiaomi, Oppo and Vivo did not respond to requests for comment. Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Content is king. The alliance will see Google invest $4.5 billion in Reliance and Squ.S. digital unit, which houses telecoms and fiber businesses as well as music and movie apps. Geo Platforms has also since April won the backing of global financial and tech investors including Intel, INTC, O, and Qualcomm, Qcom.O, which could bolster its smartphone ambitions. While Reliance has given no details on the specifications or price of the new smartphone, the timing of its launch, or who might build it, the Geo network and Squ.S 387 million subscribers and the Google brand name will give it a big leg up. The Reliance Google phone would likely be optimized for the Geo network and offer users improved performance, said Arvind Fora, a tech consultant and the former India head of China and Squ.S Geone. Just as important are the possibilities for bundling Geo and Squ.S massive video and music libraries with the phone. Google and Squ.S Android team also aims to ensure access to apps related to health, communications and jobs, and ease of use for first-time smartphone owners, Samir Samat, vice president for Android and Play at Google, told Reuters. That kind of packaging could help woo roughly 350 million Indians who still use basic, non-touch phones and are yet to taste high-speed mobile data on fancier devices. And LTE, this will help users choose a device for its software and bundled content rather than just specs alone, and LTE, said Fora. The collaboration with Google could also set the stage for further partnerships between smartphone makers and Reliance to make devices specifically for the Geo Telecoms network, said analysts. Some Geo customers are already making plans to upgrade to the Reliance Google smartphone when it hits the market. And LTE, do you like to try the new Reliance smartphone? And since LTE, I'm already a Geo customer, my first preference will be to remain with the network, and LTE, said Roy Lansari, a construction worker from a village in India and LTE's Eastern Bihar state, who has been using a geophone for the past 2 years.